The Drum Corps History Podcast, Episode 22. The Drum Corps History Podcast, a deeper look into Drum Corps history. This week's episode, the Geneseo Knights. Welcome back to the Drum Corps History Podcast. My name is Ron Allard from Dice Man Radio. The following comes in part from A History of Drum and Bugle Corps, Volume 2, published by Steve Vickers of Drum Corps World. The origins of the Knights actually goes back to a Boy Scout Corps formed in the 1930s in Kewaunee, Illinois. The American Legion Post took over the sponsorship, and the Corps became a Sons of the American Legion Junior Corps, competing through 1942 when World War II took most of its members. A few years after the war, interest in Drum Corps began again. The boys of the SAL Corps were now men, and a senior corps was formed in 1949. With the help of the Kewaunee American Legion, the Corps raised money for instruments and new uniforms and became the Kewaunee Black Knights. The Black Knights became a familiar corps on the state and national scene from 1951 to 1964. In addition to many local championships, the Black Knights finished in the American Legion National Finals Top 10 every year from 1954 to 1961. The Senior Corps was disbanded in 1964. About a year later, one of the former senior members, Marshall Heen, felt the area still needed a drum corps, and he promoted the idea of forming a junior corps. In the winter of 65-66, the idea became a reality. Heen contacted several former senior members who had been active and helped teach as well as play to be the instruction staff, and the Black Knights Junior Corps was born. The junior corps became successful early on. In fact, they made the finals at the 1966 Illinois State Fair competition and didn't have a final show. At that time, the corps learned a preliminary show of 7 minutes and a final show of 11 to 13. That first summer, the staff conceived and taught a 7-minute show mainly to acquaint the new members with the drum corps activity. They entered the state fair competition for the experience of being judged and seeing other corps from around the state. When they unexpectedly made the finals, they had no choice but to do the short show again and take the undertime penalty. But the fact that the Black Knights were a viable drum corps was established that summer of 1966. In the 30 years that followed, at one time or another, they defeated every corps except the Royal Airs in Illinois and most everyone in the Midwest. The Black Knights of Kewaunee dropped the black from their name in 1972. There was always confusion with another corps from Belleville that was also named the Black Knights, and, in addition, the corps was interested in broadening the program possibilities. This was much easier with just the name the Knights. The Knights were not one of the premier corps, so some of the innovations they brought to the activity were not given as much attention. But one of those first was to abandon the traditional cadet uniform in favor of a uniform costume that depicted the name of the corps as well as the literature they were playing in their program. They adopted a uniform consisting of a knight's tunic with a cross and a Robin Hood hat and played selections from the musical Camelot. Several years later, the Cavaliers and Phantom Regiment both followed suit and adopted uniforms more in keeping with their name. The corps moved from Kewaunee to Geneseo after the 1973 season. Reasons for the move were both financial and membership. Membership had dwindled in the Kewaunee area and had grown considerably in the Geneseo and Quad City area, and it was hoped that the move to Geneseo would give new life to the Corps. This hope turned out to be true. The next 15 years would see the Knights attain national status, especially in the 80s. One of the principal music arrangers for the Corps was Larry Kirchner, who did most of the music from the late 60s through the mid-80s. Ken Norman also did some arranging for the Corps. Another example of the Corps' innovation was presented in their 1979 show. Prior to a number called Slavic Dance, four of their girl guards disappeared into the percussion section and reappeared in full Hungarian costumes and danced to the music. They went back into the percussion section to change back into their guard uniforms while the show continued, and many times the audience was not aware where they went. In 1980, membership had grown to the point where it was decided their next objective was to become a DCI touring corps. Although the group had made week-long trips to Boston, Miami, and Texas, taking on the responsibility of touring most of the summer was a new and exciting challenge. One of the first tours involved a trip to the West Coast for a series of shows starting in Utah, over to the San Francisco area, down to Los Angeles and Las Vegas on the way back. A lot of things were learned that first tour, like they learned how to handle real hardship when the motor on one of the buses locked up in Wyoming on the way out, and other travel arrangements had to be made for a third of the Corps for the rest of the tour. The inconvenience was offset somewhat by performing in these new cities, plus a special performance in Disneyland. For the next decade, the Corps became a regular in DCI and Drum Corps Midwest contests all over North America. The most successful season was probably 1983. The Corps marched 122 members and was recognized as a viable competitor. They placed third in DCM finals just behind Madison and Phantom, were ninth at the DCI regional prelims in Whitewater, significant because all the Corps in DCI were there, and also came in among the leaders at DCI East in Allentown, Pennsylvania. It was a real disappointment when the Corps failed to make finals at the DCI Championships a month later in Miami, Florida, after being in such a good position in these DCI regionals. In 1984, the Knights marched a smaller but equally talented corps and introduced another innovation into their program. In one of the last productions of the show, they featured a boy and girl from the Guard in a solo dance number. This is commonplace now, but it was unique in 1984. The 1985 season brought about another change for the Corps. It was decided to present Jesus Christ Superstar, and, typical of the Knights to try something new, they completely changed their uniform to a cadet style in purple and silver with a large cross on the chest and shakos with plumes. This was quite a surprise to the other Corps they had competed against because early on some didn't know who they were. This uniform became so popular that the Corps continued to wear it, or a variation of it, for the remainder of their existence. That year was significant also because of a last-minute situation that prevented Larry Kirchner from doing the arrangements. Greg Neulieb, who was the Knights director at the time and had done some arranging, but nothing ambitious as a complete book of a show like Superstar, stepped in and wrote the show. The result was a complete success, and Neulieb continued to do arrangements for the Corps. The Knights were very active in sponsoring shows, which gave local audiences an opportunity to see corps from all over the country and gave work to fellow corps. The Spectacle of Brass show in Geneseo ran for 20 years starting in 1969, and a second show, the Pageant of Drums in Davenport/Bettenfield, Iowa, was started in 1985 and continued until the Knights went inactive in the mid-1990s. Both shows were well received and are still mentioned as one of the most entertaining events to come to the Quad Cities area. It was decided to move the Corps to the Quad Cities in 1989. Geneseo was just not a large enough community to continue to finance a competitive drum corps, while Quad Cities' combined population, more than 300,000 and only 25 miles away, could provide a much larger base for fundraising and local membership. It was hoped that this could bring the corps back to the success it had enjoyed in the early to mid-80s. Unfortunately, this did not prove to be reality. In 1991, because of dwindling membership and struggling finances, the Knights decided to merge with the Emerald Knights from nearby Cedar Rapids, Iowa, that was having similar problems. The merge was by agreement of both corps for one season only, and then a decision would be made if it should continue. After the season, both corps agreed the merger did not work and decided to go on as they had before. Although small in numbers, the next several years would show that the Knights would continue to put on a solid program on the field, and they continued to be a DCI-DCM touring corps performing in many places. In 1992, they played music from the movie Robin Hood, which was well received, and the following year they brought back Jesus Christ Superstar, which earned them fourth place at the 1993 DCI Championships in Division III. This was significant since earlier in the season they had the kind of bus accident corps don't like to think about. They were on their way to a show in Ohio when a car traveling at excessive speed ran a stop sign and hit one of the corps buses broadside, sending it rolling down a large embankment. The driver of the car was killed instantly, but miraculously there were no corps fatalities, only bruises and a few broken bones. The Knights went inactive in 1995, and their last competition was the Illinois State Fair, ironic since their very first competition 29 years earlier was in that same show. That concludes this week's episode on a history of the Geneseo Knights. Please join us again next time as we take a deeper look into Drum Corps history. This podcast is produced and sponsored by DiceManRadio.com.